This is Kenneth Chelst, author of Exodus and Emancipation, using ideas explored in the book to provide supplementary commentary on the Seder and the Haggadah. This first talk discusses an act of freedom that begins even before the Seder commences. In general, actions can demonstrate freedom. So I want you to stop and think and answer this first question. What was one of the first actions taken by the freed slaves at the time of the Exodus from Egypt that reflects the behavior of a free man? Any ideas? What is the parallel for modern times? And now for the answers. In the Egyptian Passover, the first activities began on the 10th of Nisan, Exodus 12:4, with the selection of the Paschal Lamb. Speak to the whole community of Israel and say that on the 10th of this month, each of them shall take a lamb to a family, a lamb to a household. But if the household is too small for a lamb, let him share one with a neighbor who dwells nearby. In proportion to the number of persons, you shall contribute for the lamb according to what each household will eat. This first commandment given to the individual Israelites and their families involved the selection and designation of a lamb as a paschal sacrifice. In preparation for the paschal lamb sacrifice, Israelites were told of the requirement that the paschal lamb be consumed completely in one night at an extended family gathering. Thou shalt take a lamb to a family, a lamb to a household. Ish sevave savos sevabois. If the extended family was insufficient to consume the entire lamb, neighbors were to be invited to participate in the meal. V'lo kachu u'sheino hakarov el beso. Let him share with a neighbor who dwells nearby. To this day, the Passover Seder is the most widely celebrated Jewish holiday ritual. It usually embraces extended family as well as some close friends and neighbors. Some also invite acquaintances who have never experienced a lively, participatory Seder. The host and guests gather in the evening at the Seder location, usually behind closed doors. Each participant takes his or her designated place. This invitation, an act of eating together with family and friends, we take for granted. What we don't realize is that this dynamic itself represents the actions of free people and a free community, just as it did at the first Passover celebration. For African Americans, gathering and participating in a late evening event, especially a prayer service or religious celebration, was prohibited by black codes passed throughout the southern states. Southern owners feared these assemblages were a platform for recruiting slaves and black freemen to plan and later carry out an insurrection. They were particularly concerned that an educated preacher would quote from the Exodus to inspire the rebellion, just as happened in three notable rebellions, one led by Posse in 1800, by Vesey in 1822, and the most famous by Nat Turner in 1831. Washington, D.C. officials enacted a typical ordinance in 1831. It begins, quote, "All secret or private meetings or assemblages whatsoever, and all meetings for religious worship beyond the hour of 10 o'clock at night, are hereby declared unlawful." With regard to the first Passover meal, the Israelites did not fear interruption as the meal extended well into the night. God guaranteed that he would prevent any destructive force from entering the home, Exodus 12, verses 22-23. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and to the two doorposts. None of you shall go outside the door of your house until morning, for when God is going through to smite the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts. God will hover over the door and not let the destroyer enter and smite your homes. This passing or protection of Israelite homes from a destroyer, from a mashkes, gave the holiday its name Passover. Later in verse 12:42, God characterizes the night from his perspective as a Leil Shimurim Hu LaShem, and then explains its meaning for future generations. Hu HaLaila HaZeh Leil Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael. The translation provided by Sefaria is Exodus 12:42, that was for God a night of vigil to bring them out of the land of Egypt. That same night is God's, one of vigil for all the children of Israel throughout the ages. Biblical commentators offer a multiplicity of interpretations of the word Shimurim, the Hebrew word for vigil, and the phrasing of the text. For our purposes, I'm interested only in the second mention of Shemarim as applied to Bnei Yisrael. One interpretation is that God commits to provide special protection for future Israelite generations, just as he did on the first Passover for the generation of the Exodus. Two customs have developed, one public and the other private, both acts of faith that God will provide special protection on this night. The first custom literally involves arising immediately upon concluding the meal after drinking the second cup of wine and before completing the recital of the interrupted challah. Based on the Ramah in Or HaChaim 480, we have the custom of one participant opening the door wide to the outside world while standing and reciting Shvoch HaMasa. Or HaChaim, Yesh Omim, Sheyesh Loma Shvoch HaMasa, Kodem Lo Lanum, Lefsoach HaPesach Kedei Lizkor Shehu Leil Shemarim, U'Bizchus Emunazu Yavo Mashiach V'Yishpoch HaMaso Al Ha'akam, V'chein Noagim. In this paragraph, we ask God to recall his commitment and be ready to, quote, pour out your wrath upon the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. The recitation continues and concludes with, pursue them with anger and obliterate them from under God's sky, end quote. This public group act of trust in God is followed later that night by a personal statement of faith. This custom is in the form of a non-statement, something we do not say. The Ramah Or HaChaim 481. As we go to bed, we say a truncated version of the nightly prayers that are limited to the blessing which we pray. Lay me down to sleep and in peace, and raise me erect in peace. This is followed by the recital of just the first paragraph of the Shema. The other paragraphs that are normally recited at bedtime are not said on this evening. They include multiple references and requests for God's protection, and on Leil Shemarim, they are not needed, as reported in Ramah Or HaChaim 481. V'noagim shelo likros al mitaso rak parshas Shema v'lo shar dvarim shekorim b'shar halelos kedei lohagin ki Leil Shemarim hu min hamazikim. This feeling of security at our gathering contrasts sharply from what African Americans might have expected while gathering secretly and illegally in a home or secluded forest. The ordinance cited earlier has enforcement clauses. The ordinance continues, quote, in the event of any such meetings or assemblage, it shall be the duty of any police constable of any ward to enter into the house or upon the premises where such an unlawful assemblage be held and use and employ all lawful and necessary means immediately to disperse the same, end quote. The ordinance then defines the penalties to be imposed on a police constable for not enforcing the ordinance. In case any police constable, after full notice and knowledge of such meetings, shall neglect or refuse to execute the duty hereby enjoined and required as aforesaid, or any other duty required by this act, he shall, upon conviction thereof, forfeit and pay the sum of $50, and shall thereafter be incapable of holding office of power or trust for 1 year thereafter, end quote. To place the $50 fine in perspective, the average weekly wage of a public safety officer was $9 per week in 1860. This $50 is therefore equivalent to more than $5,000 in today's wages for a public safety officer. Late into the Passover night, with the Seder concluded and the extended family and guests departed, we continue our reclining, but not on a pillow and chair, and as we fall asleep on pillow and bed, and without specifically requesting God's protection, we take comfort in knowing from Psalm 121, behold, the guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael.